Now, occasionally in time, you get something out and you think, oh, I want to use that. Then you find that it's broken. Where do you go? Where do you go and see somebody that can put it right? Well, of course, you could go to the Repair Cafe in Portsmouth because they've got some amazing people working down there. And I've been joined this morning by Claire. Claire, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's sunny. It's been a nice cycle here. Lovely day.
And of course, you are heavily involved at the Repair Cafe.
Yes, yeah. We founded it about 5 years ago in Portsmouth, and we've been going as a monthly pop-up. So we have people, like you say, coming in with their broken things, whether that's electrical or household items, clothes, jewellery, toys, all those kind of things, and we help people to fix them.
Now, there's always somebody out there that... And I'm one of those, you think, oh, I want to use that. Where would I get that fix? And coming along to the Repair Cafe, it's great for two reasons. One, you're going to get whatever you have broken repaired. And secondly, it's also a great social meeting place as well, because it's double-sworded, because you've also got the library where you can lend certain items that you may only need on a one-off occasion.
Yeah, so this is a new project that we're starting. So to date, we've been a pop-up, but we have generously been given a unit in Cascades Shopping Centre in the city centre of Portsmouth. And in there, we're going to have Repair Cafe running more of the time rather than just once a month, but also the library of things. So, yeah, as you say, it's somewhere, you know, rather than us all having understair cupboards, kitchen cupboards, backyard sheds full of, you know, pressure washers or chocolate fountains, pasta makers, drills, sewing machines. People can come and borrow them. So you'd borrow them for a week to use them and then bring them back. So, yeah, lots of conversations and chats around that.
Now, let's just go back, obviously, to the repair side of it as well, because so many people, they enjoy being hands-on. They enjoy trying to repair something. Tell us a bit about some of the people you've got working down there.
Yeah, so we're all volunteers. We have people from all different backgrounds. So we've got people that have like years of electrical experience. They might be retired, but they love tinkering. We've also got people that have got into management and miss the tinkering, so then really enjoy coming and, you know, getting their hands involved. The beauty is, of course, we've got no idea what people are bringing in, so it's a real kind of challenge each time. And we do it with the person that's brought the item in as well. So like vacuum cleaners, you know, we sit and explain how to empty filters and crumb trays on toasters and those kind of things. But we've also got some lovely people that repair jewellery. We've got a really diverse range of the team that do fabric and toys as well. So everyone is lovely and friendly.
And of course, some people often say, yeah, well, you know, you've got to have people in like Claire talking about it, but do you actually use the service? Darren, as you may have heard, was on air with me about 10 minutes ago while we were doing the mystery year, and we were chatting because you actually repaired his horse race game.
Yes, he came in. I think it was a little bit before Christmas. And it's a bit like a sort of, I guess, a Scalextric track, but for horse racing. And there was always one slightly slow horse, which I think you might have...
Yeah, apparently that was the one I always used to be given in the races. And he used to say, you take horse four, oh, you've lost again. Now I know why.
Yeah, well, horse four is now going strong.
Yeah, I won horse four at the next one. Are you looking for people to get involved as a repair side?
Yeah, I mean, on both fronts. So if people love repairing things, we're always looking for repairers. I mean, especially electrical repairers, but all kind of repairs that we do. But we're also looking for people to help out with this new Library of Things project. So that'll be people in the shop helping kind of as people book things out to get it to them, take payments. And also, I think we're just going to have a lot of people asking questions. So coming and, you know, meet and greet, we're calling them.
Claire, you're always looking for people to get involved, and there's people saying, oh, I'd love to get involved, but I'm no good at repairing things. However, if you're good at maybe social media, even you mentioned cake baking just off air a minute or two ago, you've got a little role you can find for anybody.
Yeah, anyone that's enthusiastic. I mean, we're all about saving people money, reducing carbon, and anyone that's excited about helping in any of those things, we will find something to do. So even like our pop-up repair cafes, we have people that are just around to chat with people as well. It's a lovely environment, and just, you know, being around and being friendly while you're waiting. I'm always up for people that might be able to help with social media because, oh my goodness, social media takes lots of your time. So some people that might even be working from home a bit more and just have a few hours in an evening to help, you know, we can always fit people in.
There's always someone that says, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very good. I'm not very hands-on. I'm no good at repairing bits and pieces. Can't do social media. However, you've probably got a people skill, a people person. You can talk to somebody and you could have somebody there, especially working with the library, that can do meet and greet, because that is just as important as it is if you're fixing something.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is quite a new idea, rather than just going to a library where you borrow books, you know, we want people to just be there in the shop as people come by. We've already sneakily put some photos, some posters up in the shop. And even when we were doing that, we had so many people like passing by and going, what's going on? I went to take a photo of the locks, the insurers, and someone came up going, what's going on? So there's just going to be some, yeah, we could totally use just people that believe in what we're doing and want to tell the story.
And of course, you said right at the beginning of the interview that Cascades have given you the unit. Did you say for 2 years?
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. So it's a long-term project.
It's brilliant, yes. I mean, there's a little caveat in the sense of if someone came along and wanted to rent that, we would move to another unit, but they have other units available. Yep. So, yeah, but they've been really generous, really supportive, and we're really excited to be part of Cascades.
That's fantastic. Big up to Cascades as well for getting involved and seeing the vision that you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. Andy, who's a centre manager, has been very supportive, so we're excited about being in there.
Now, obviously, at the end of the day, you are also trying to raise a little money and you are doing some crowdfunding. Now, you have a target of £10,000. I believe you said this morning you're just over £7,000, but it's also a match funding. So if somebody donated hypothetically £10, that will be obviously matched and that £10 becomes £20.
Yeah, absolutely. So Crowdfunder have got a fund, a cost of living fund, and part of that is sponsoring kind of warm places, but they see this as a warm space that some people don't want to just go into a warm space when they don't know someone. But if they're coming in with an item or with a purpose, they've really recognised that, you know, we have a part to play in that. So as you say, anyone who goes on today and donates, it will be doubled, which will be amazing. So and you can find the link on our website. So if you go to shareportsmouth.org.uk, there's a big banner at the top and you can click straight through.
Fantastic. Put that detail out again, Claire, for anybody that might have missed it.
Yep. So it's shareportsmouth.org.uk.
Now, there's a chance you may have been driving at this moment in time or you didn't have a pen to hand. If you missed that, always give me a call here at Express FM, 02392 847 847, or drop me an email. That's ian@expressfm.com, and I can pass those details on. Listen, Claire, thank you so much for joining me this morning. This is fantastic because looking at it, firstly, you're going to get items fixed, which is amazing. Secondly, you're also bringing people together, which is so, so important for the community. And also, you're doing the library. So if somebody like me that needs to go and get my hedge cut, I know where to come for a hedge trimmer now.
Yep, come and visit us. We're going to have lots of things.
Fantastic, Claire. Thank you for joining me this morning. And we're going to catch up again in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Thanks very much.